Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air. Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Go, kid, let's go.
Two.
Start the show.
One.
Good Monday morning. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. I hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. I am here with my friend, Jess. Say hi, Jess.
Hi.
Jess is my co-host today. And look, my producer came back. Say hi, producer Gary.
What's up, everybody?
This is like a real show. It's crazy. Did everybody have a good weekend?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. I went to Lou Fest this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And it was awesome. I had never been there. It's in Forest Park.
I've never been.
No.
Ever.
It was really cool. And we brought Rocky. And it was like a lot of hippies.
Mm-hmm.
So we introduced him to a lot of new smells.
Oh, super.
And I almost won Parent of the Year because I was going to bring him back to see Ludacris. And then Lucy threw up and we couldn't come back. So... But Clockwork played, who is the band that was on last week.
Yeah.
And my husband's their manager, and they did amazing. And trying to get them, they're becoming like legit celebrities because we had to get them from the stage to the media tent, and it was like they got swarmed by little squealy girls like every
time.
Oh,
I'm sure. I'm sure.
I know. And they were like trying not to smile because like the celebrity thing is still kind of new for them. And yeah, so it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
I did not get a lot of sleep last night because yesterday I pulled a Phoebe Buffay. I was doing something in the kitchen and one of my fire alarms started chirping because the battery was low.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. And I'm a girl, so what do you think I did?
You called your husband, right?
Well,
or did you like?
I would have, but he doesn't like fix a lot of stuff like that either, so I just took the whole thing down.
Sure.
And I like wrapped it up and put it in my, I put it in my like bra and underwear drawer. And I buried it in under a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And I went on about my day, and I never heard it because, you know, it's daytime. So then I come home, and I'm trying to go to bed, and, like, I'm trying to fall asleep, and, like, every 30 seconds was, like, cheep, cheep.
Oh,
and
it was so obnoxious.
And it was annoying enough to bother me, but not annoying enough that I was going to get out of bed and do anything about it. So I just listened to it, and I'm one of those people that, like, takes forever to fall asleep. My husband, Jimmy?
What?
Come here. Jimmy can fall asleep standing up. I can stare at the ceiling for, like, 3 hours. I'm a flip-flopper. Do you fall asleep?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you don't fall asleep easily either?
I fall asleep easily,
yeah.
But I don't stay asleep. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I can't fall back asleep.
Jimmy is like sleeping next to an alcoholic who doesn't drink. Because when he
awesome.
When he does pass out, it's like a bear hibernating. So did you hear the fire alarm chirping?
Not last night. But I had been drinking a lot last night.
At Lou
Fest. You were an alcoholic that did drink.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I have heard it all day today. And I've had no idea what the hell that noise was or
yes.
where it was coming from.
Okay.
But it is still definitely chirping. You know, you just take out the battery.
I couldn't get it out. It had like a protective cover on it.
Like a child proof.
Yes.
That a 36-year-old can't.
So can you get it out of my bra and underwear drawer and mm-hmm. then put it back up in the kitchen so that our house does not burn down?
I just overheard you say that Jimmy doesn't fix things. So
yes.
No.
Prove me wrong.
Prove me wrong.
Producer Gary, I found a new job for you. Go fix that.
We have Gary here.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
I'm not sending Gary into my bra and underwear drawer.
Well,
it's disgusting.
Not only do you not want to send me into your bra and underwear drawer, but talk to my wife and
yeah.
she will tell you I am less of a handy person than probably Jimmy is.
Great. Okay. So we're screwed.
Yeah. You're not sleeping tonight either.
No. Something really excited happened over the weekend. I don't know if you guys saw the big new Apple unveiling. Like, I'm an Apple chick. I'm a Mac girl.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm an Android girl.
Oh my gosh. Well, this will benefit you as well because they are releasing brand new emojis.
Okay. Like, what's new?
We're finally getting a middle finger.
Oh, that's necessary for sure.
We're finally getting a middle finger and
perfect.
We're finally getting a barky face.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Those are like the two that we've needed a lot. And let's see, back in June.
No way, there's a taco?
Yeah, and a burrito.
Okay, the taco is very necessary, especially for Taco Tuesday.
And there's cheese.
Okay, that's good.
Now, what's freaking me out is there's a coffin and two urns.
Hmm.
Is that going to be the new way to be like, hey, honey, Uncle Tom died, and you like send an emoji of like a little guy and then
Yeah, that's strange to me. I don't know about that. I won't be using that a lot.
There's a unicorn. That makes me happy.
Yeah, because unicorns and glitter are like my two favorite things.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I'm very excited about the unicorn.
Yeah, so it looks like it's the new iOS 9.1, and they're going to be mixed in with the old one. So I don't know if it's a beta software that will become available on Wednesday. So if you are looking for new emojis, they are coming.
Especially that coffin.
You can flip people off. You can send them a burrito.
What if I flip somebody off and send them the unicorn? What does that mean?
That means I hate you and I love you. That's for your husband.
Okay, great.
Something else that happened over the weekend is that I have to stop this roller coaster emotional relationship that I have with Justin Bieber. Because...
Yeah, what's with that?
I love him and then I hate him and then I love mm-hmm. him and then I mm-hmm. hate him. He's adorable, first of all.
Yeah.
I fell in love with him years ago when he was like sitting on the front steps playing, you know, baby and all that stuff. And I took Lucy to the concert when she was about like 5. I was like, hey, you want to be a Justin Bieber fan and go to the concert? And so.
Because I want to go, but exactly. It will look really weird if I just go by myself.
Right. And so, you know, then he became douchey for a while and he's being a jerk and he's, you know, peeing in buckets and doing really weird stuff. And then he came back at the MTV Music Awards
mm-hmm.
and he came out with his, you know, Kate Gosselin hairdo. And besides that, yeah. besides the Kate Gosselin hairdo, he's hot. Like, he's turned into a man.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen him lately.
Yes.
And so he comes out and he does his performance and then he cries, which I thought was really kind of lame. I'm like,
for real. I know.
I'm like, he does.
When I heard that, I didn't see it. Yeah. I heard about it and I was like, what?
Yeah, when he cried, the first thing I thought was, okay, he planned to cry. And then, you know, like, he came out at the end of the interview. Somebody interviewed him the next day and he said, I cried because, you know, it's been a long couple years. I've made a lot of mistakes. And it was like he grew up. And I'm like, perfect, because we all go through that sure. awful stage where we're just a-holes for a couple years. And he's right at about that age. And so he was going to be on Good Morning America this week. And I was so excited because the Today Show.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what I watch. And so out comes Justin Bieber. Super hot, does his new song that I like a lot. And I even bragged about it on Facebook. I'm like, Bieber's on the Today Show. I'm so excited. And so later in the day, did you see what I don't know if the Today Show released it. Did you see him being mean to the cameraman?
No.
Yeah. So he comes out and he does his like, what? Yes. And his new song is pretty good. So he comes out and he does his song and his dance. And then they go to commercial. And he turns right to this poor cameraman who's like a union cameraman.
Yeah, right.
And like not making big decisions at the show. And he's like, why are you so close, man? They can't see me dance. He's like, I'm here to dance. And he's like, what's the point? And then he like, you know, like throws his arms up at the cameraman and then turns around and starts talking into his headset to like the producer. And he's like, if they can't see me dance, then why am I even here?
Really?
Yes. And then, so then the next day on TMZ, a bunch of little girls are like chasing him down. You know what? I'm going to put this, Gary, we're going to put this on Kelly Manna later today. A bunch of little fans wait outside for him for hours and hours and hours. He comes out, completely ignores them, gets in his celebrity car, but then he rolls down his window to start like talking to a friend. And the girls are like, can we have a picture? Can we have a picture? And he snapped at them. He goes, shh. He's like, I'm trying to have a conversation here. And the girls start crying and they're heartbroken for life.
Can I just say, so I used to work in radio. That is the one thing I hated about radio was when you were like all super excited about an artist coming in and then that artist is a complete jackass and it totally ruins it for you.
It sucks.
That part sucks.
I was so one of my heroes is Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
And when I found out I was going to meet her, I was so nervous because I'm like, if she is mean to me,
it ruins it.
If she's having a bad day, it's going to break my heart.
Absolutely.
And she wasn't. She was great. There have been a couple other. You know what I find though? It's almost like sometimes the bigger the celebrity, the more chill they are.
True.
And the more newer ones are the ones that are the a-holes that have a chip on their shoulder that, you know. Has any celebrity been really mean to you?
Yes.
Can you say?
I don't even know his name, but he was on American Idol. And I was, the radio station I was on, the host was, he thought it was funny because I didn't like American Idol. I didn't watch it.
Right.
And he tells this guy, his name is Bucky Covington.
Oh, I remember.
Do you remember
him?
That dude? Okay.
He had like long blonde hair.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
So the host of the show thought it would be funny that I told him that he told him that I didn't like American Idol. Right, I didn't watch it. And he was like completely offended by it. And I'm like, I'm not saying anything about you. I don't even know who you are.
Right,
I don't watch the show.
Right. And
the coolest person I probably met though was Ludacris.
Really?
I met him. It was the day Obama got elected the first time. They were trying to get people to go out and vote.
Yeah.
I met him that day. Yeah. And then he was back in the station about a month later and he remembered my name. And I was like, he remembered my name?
Yes. I love Ludacris. Love him, love him. I'm so sad that I did not get a chance to see him. Now, one celebrity story that I was not going to bring up today, but since we're talking about celebrity stories and people hitting on us, now you and I both have a history in radio.
Yeah.
And so a lot of what we would do is meet the guests, bring them backstage, get some talking points, and then get them in the studio to the host. So the one guy who hit on me like hardcore, and I used to always joke to my husband that I could have been a millionaire. And I have to stop now because it was Jared from Subway.
Shut up.
No. So this was like, this was back in 2000. Okay. So Jared was doing his fat jeans tour, right?
Is that what it was called?
I don't know. But he, like, all I remember is those jeans smelled so bad.
Oh, because he's carrying them around everywhere.
So Jared comes in and Jimmy is the producer of the show. I am an intern. And I bring him back and I talk to him and here's his big fat jeans and he goes in to do the interview. Well, apparently he took a little bit of a liking to me. Now, Jimmy and I had just started dating.
Okay.
So I guess this was 2001.
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
Yeah. So like literally Jimmy and I had been on like maybe two dates and nobody on Steve in DC knew it yet. And so Jared walks out of the studio and he's like, hey, Kelly, he's like, do you have any plans later today? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. And he's like, what time does the show get out? I'm like, we usually get done. You know, we get done at 10, but we get out around noon. And he's like, hey, he's like, how about you come have lunch with me and show me around the city?
At Subway?
Yeah, no. And so I'm one of those girls who never knows when someone's hitting on me. So I'm
me
like,
too.
Yes. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, no, I'm not even from St. Louis. I'm from Granite City, Illinois. I don't know my way around the town. You do not want me to show you around. And he's like, okay. And so then he leaves. And like about 5 minutes later, his handler comes back in with his phone number. And he's like, hey, he's like, Jared would like to have dinner with you tonight. Here's his number. So call him later today. And you know, he wants to meet you for dinner tonight. His treat.
I'm just thinking it's Jared from Subway. Like,
right. But at that point, he was like just reaching his like height of celebrity. Like he was on his way up. And so Jimmy's literally standing next to me.
Did you go?
Oh, I couldn't. I started dating Jimmy.
Oh. Yeah, and seriously, like, all right, I'm no prize, but I'm a hell of a lot better prize.
It's just Jared from Subway, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't...
Oh, I know. But, you know, I guess that's the thing. People like him, and he's shown that he thought he could get away with murder with his celebrity,
right?
Practically, you know? Oh. People like that, when they're thrust in the public eye, they think...
Don't
that...
say thrust when you're talking.
Good point.
Well, over the years, when we have like a really stressful day at home and I'm like cleaning dog puke up the carpet, I'll tell Jimmy, I'm like, I could have been a millionaire. I could have married Jared. And now he's like,
but it's Jared from Subway. It's not like he's hot.
No, it doesn't matter. He's a millionaire. But now,
okay, fine.
Now we find out he's pervy McPerverton, and I did much better marrying you, honey.
Thank you. Yeah, you went through this weird little phase there when we worked together on radio where, okay, so another one was Screech. Right?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so Screech came to the studio.
I met him.
This was before Screech was reemerging. This is when nobody had heard from him for years.
Yeah, when he was trying to do stand-up comedy. This was before like his porno came out and all that.
Yeah. That's when I met him too.
Okay, yeah. So he, in fact, we may have met him the same day because he was probably making the rounds at the radio stations
here
in town.
Yeah.
So anyhow, Kelly being a massive
Saved by the Bell fan,
you know, we had to lock Kelly in a closet, literally, because she was like screeching.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh.
Screech, I guess. So finally, we let her out, and she attacked Screech. And I think
I hugged him.
You hugged him.
Yeah, I'm sure you
with my whole body.
Yeah. And of course, she was more of a Zack and Slater, you know, sort
absolutely.
Of girl.
Absolutely. But I couldn't get him. I'm not Kelly Kapowski. Yeah. I'm Kelly Mano.
But anyhow.
I go for Screech.
But you were going crazy over Screech. He ended up being a complete douchebag, too.
Absolutely,
in
yes.
In real life and that day, he told Stephen D. Oops, am I allowed to say that? Yeah, he told Stephen D.C., that's the show we were working on at the time, that if they were going to play his Saved by the Bell theme song when he walked in,
he was going to walk out.
Take a hike.
Yep.
When he came to the station I was working for, he like somehow got into our prize closet and was like taking like our radio listener giveaway. I'm like, you want like giveaways, like DVDs and CDs and stuff? I was like, what is wrong with this kid?
Oh my goodness.
But then a month later, you're chasing after Hulk Hogan at a hotel here in town. So between, now think about it for a second.
Yes.
So you have Jared from Subway,
who's yep.
embroiled in this huge controversy.
Yes.
Screech, who's off in jail for beating someone up with like a beer bottle in Wisconsin and was in a porno. And then Hulk Hogan, like a week after the Jared stuff, he comes out as some big racist.
So basically, if I stalk you, you're screwed.
Well, and what I just realized is we could probably both be married to millionaires right now.
Right. Oh. What happened to us? Hey. You know what? Let's go to the giveaway. I've got a really big giveaway today on the show. I have something that's going to make producer Gary very jealous. Gary, looky here. 1, 2, 3, 4. I have $100 gift certificate to the NFL shop.
Nice.
Am I allowed to enter?
No. No.
No. Affiliates of the show.
No, you're not allowed to enter. So I have a $100 gift card because those football jerseys are expensive, right?
If my wife is listening, please listen closely.
Well, listen. So I am going to give away $100 to the NFLshop.com. So if you are a football fan or if you know a football fan, because we have to make them do something fun for these. Yeah. I mean, like, I've just been drawing names out of a hat, but we got to come up with something better than that.
Okay.
All right? So we're going to come back in just a few minutes with the Kelly Manor Radio Show, and you can find out how you can win $100 to the NFL gift shop. We'll be back in just a minute. It is the Kelly Manor Radio Show. You know how we do it, ain't nothing to it but the floss. Overcrowd, Harrison Ross, cause if you hook with us, we leave scars out of G-Ride cars. Living like stars, might hit the highway on the Vegas run, fool, cause it's Friday. Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air, if you don't care. Oh yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air, if you don't care. The Kelly Manor Show. Come on! Mondays suck a little bit less. Because the Kelly Manor Show is on the air. Now that we found love, what are we gonna do with it? It is the Kelly Manor Radio Show, and we have to welcome a new sponsor to the show. It is Tan Envy in St. Peter's, Missouri. They offer 4 different levels of UV tanning, Versa spray tanning, and red light therapy beds. I am addicted to the Versa spa spray tannings. Jess, have you ever had a spray tan?
Yes.
I got one like 12 years ago when they first came out, and I left looking like Michael Jackson. And
yeah, kind of like a new
look,
yeah.
I was scarred for life and swore I would never, ever go back to spray tanning. And then I learned about these Versa beds. They're these very expensive beds. Not very many places have them, but Tan Envy in St. Peter's has them. I'm there. I love the Versa spa. And for you high schoolers that are getting ready for homecoming, they are offering $15 Versa spa treatments right now and half off a month of tanning in their gold or platinum beds. Tan Envy is located at 1104 Jung Station in St. Peter's. If you mention you heard about them on the Kelly Mano Show, they will give you a bonus.
Ooh.
It doesn't say what bonus.
It's a bonus. It's a surprise.
That kind of worries me.
No, I think it's going to be great.
Call Tan Envy today at 636-447-3553, or you can go to kellymano.com later today, and there will be a link directly to their Facebook page. Jess, what is that number again?
That number is 636-447-3553. That's Tan Envy in St. Peter's.
All right, so we got to do this NFL giveaway here.
Ooh.
All right, so if you want to win $100 to the NFLGiftShop.com, you have to post a photo of yourself on social media.
Ooh.
Now, not just any photo.
Okay.
I want you to post a photo of yourself drinking out of a glass of water. But you can't use your hands. So you have to use your feet. Okay. Now for those old guys who cannot reach their feet to their mouth, I guess you could drink from someone else's feet.
Yeah, I guess it's true.
Like maybe your wife or your kids.
I'm going home to try this.
Are you really?
Yeah. Okay. I'll take a video.
Okay. So if you want to win a $100 gift card to the NFL shop to purchase your official NFL gear to kick off football season, you have to take a picture of yourself drinking water from a glass, only using feet.
What if it's not water?
Okay, it could be whatever you want, but okay, you have fine. To use feet. Now, I have to be able to find this picture.
Right.
So you need to put it on Facebook, you need to put it on Instagram, or you need to put it on Twitter with the hashtag The Kelly Mano Show.
Ooh.
It's that easy. And okay. So, like, I will say, you know what, it's morning time now. I will pick the winner at 9 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
I will pick my favorite picture, and that person will win the $100 gift card.
I can't wait to see these pictures.
Okay.
It's going to be awesome.
All right. So that's what you have to do. Don't forget to use the hashtag, The Kelly Mano Show, and that's how I'll find your picture. All right.
Love it.
We took care of that. We took care of the sponsorship, and I have something written down here that says Gay Zoo. But
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's actually not Gay Zoo. It's Gary Zoo. And I know why I wrote this down. Now, I will... I will come right out and tell you that I am a bit of an animal activist. I'm a little wonky. I'm not as far as, like, I don't belong to PETA, okay. But I'm a big animal rescue person, and I know that my views are a little more skewed than most people.
Okay.
So I don't like to, like, offend people or preach my, you know, I like to educate people on animal rescue and rehabilitation and things like that, but I don't shove it down their throats.
Okay.
And so earlier this summer, the St. Louis zoo got a polar bear, and I remember the first thing that went through my mind was, why the F is the St. Louis Zoo getting a polar bear? For those who don't live in St. Louis or the Midwest, our summers are miserable.
Yeah,
like not humid, just hot, and they last forever.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so the first thing I thought was, why are we getting a polar bear?
Yeah,
first of all, the bear enclosures at the zoo already are horrible. I think they're fixing them. I remember going to the zoo when I was a kid and thinking, this isn't right. Like, especially like the monkeys in the like enclosed glass, thinking like, they have no idea what fresh air feels like.
Right.
I remember thinking that as a kid. Now, I know that zoos are also very helpful. I know that they're educational. I know that they rehabilitate animals. And so I'm not a zoo hater, but it doesn't mean that I like the way they take care of their animals.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't go to the zoo. Like recently, Libby Lou wanted to go. Of course, she wanted to see the new polar bear. So I let Jimmy take her. So I did not say anything about this polar bear issue. I kept my mouth shut. And then I see Gary on Facebook. Apparently you went to the zoo yesterday. Gary, you want to jump on the mic for a minute? Now, first of all, before we interview you, I have to ask you this. Number one, are you a vegetarian?
No.
Okay. Are you a member of PETA?
No.
Okay. So you're not like an animal wackadoo like me.
No.
You're just like a normal guy.
Correct.
And
normal is a subjective term.
Yeah. Who did you take to the zoo?
I took my granddaughter, Avery.
Yep.
Yeah. And my daughter, uh-huh. Katie, her mom. We went to the zoo and pretty much saw everything that you could possibly see at the zoo. And
did you see the new polar bear?
We did see the new polar bear.
Okay. Well, I saw your post on Facebook, so I obviously know what you thought about it. But why don't you kind of tell the folks what you observed about our new polar bear at the zoo?
Okay, polar bear enclosure is open air.
Good.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Not good.
Not good. Even with a nice cool day yesterday, it was still 65 degrees outside.
And that polar bear is wearing a fur coat.
Right.
Not only that, but he's also a native of what? Antarctica?
Right.
The North Pole? Mm-hmm. They aren't meant for this kind of weather. Now, when I heard we were getting a polar bear, I assumed that it would be something enclosed like the penguin exhibit. You walk
That's
in.
Exactly
it's
what I would think.
So this polar bear is out in the open with all the other regular bears.
Well, no, it's in its own enclosure.
Of course.
It's actually with the penguin display.
But it's not temperature controlled.
Right, but it's not temperature controlled. It's not covered.
It's the outside air.
It's the outside air, and there's a little pool of water that, like, maybe Libby Lou could probably work with,
but not a
5,000 pound polar bear.
And it's not like it's cool water. It's like
it's
just
warm.
Regular water.
Right. Well,
so what about this big stretch of like 102 degree weather we had over the summer? Was this polar bear out every day?
That I don't know. These are things that I intend to kind of find out, because it can't be right.
So you, just as a regular guy, saw this, thought this, because me, I mean, I'm an animal wackadoo. So it's the minute I heard a polar bear was coming to St. Louis, I was pissed off. But I didn't say anything because I don't want to shove it down people's throats.
Well, and you also think that, you know, people that work at the zoo, like, they have this in mind. Okay, we need to adapt to what they're used to in their normal environment and things.
Right.
Can you really? You didn't think of this?
The thing about it is you walk into the penguin exhibit, it's 36 degrees in
there. Correct.
It's cold.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It should be the same type of environment.
Right.
And how do you transport a polar bear? How did they get the polar bear from the North Pole or wherever he comes from to St. Louis? I mean, do you knock him out and stick him in the back of a semi?
Can you find that out as well, Gary?
I'm going to work on that.
Can that be your first job assignment?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't want to be mad at the zoo, especially because I know a lot of people love the zoo, especially my own kids. They love the zoo. And again, I'm not a zoo hater. I know that they do a lot to educate. I mean, there's probably a lot of kids that go to the zoo and get inspired and grow up and become veterinarians. And so I do like that side of it.
But don't you think as a kid, mm-hmm. they know the type of environment that a polar bear is in.
I knew.
Do you think they're confused?
I knew. I knew from the time I was a kid that I would walk around the zoo and go, this doesn't look right.
Right.
The grizzly bears look insane. If you go see them, all they do is pace back and forth. It would be as if somebody said, here's your living room, and you're going to live in it for the rest of your life. Could you imagine?
Is it temperature controls?
I guess it depends on whether or not you like open your window. Yeah. Okay. The polar bears don't really have that choice. So, Gary, maybe you can find out, or maybe you guys can email me. I do have an email for the show. It's Kelly Mano. I know it's heykelly@kellymano.com.
Hey Kelly.
heykelly@kellymano.com. Maybe if you know something about the zoo, maybe if you know something about the polar bear, you can email me. Or if you're like a zoo lover, then I'll get hate mail. I did already get my first piece of hate mail. We'll talk about that later, maybe.
Awesome.
So you can also find me on social media. On Facebook, I'm just Kelly Mano. On Instagram, I'm just Kelly Mano. And if you want to email me, it's heykelly@kellymano.com. Now, do you guys know who we have coming up next?
I've been told.
Yeah, I've heard rumors.
Gary, I know you're going to want to leave the room, but you can't. You're the producer. You have to stay in here. Mm-hmm. We are having a gynecologist in. I don't know why when I started this show, it was like, hey, let's start interviewing people with cool jobs. And
is that a cool job?
Well, you know this is my own gynecologist, right?
Yeah, you told me that.
Okay, too. So like, who calls their own gynecologist?
Hey, favor.
I'm like, hey, I know you're really busy delivering babies and doing pap smears, but I started this radio show. Can you come like hang out with me for an hour? So my awesome gynecologist is going to be in next, and we have some great questions for her. We are going to try to balance it with some actual women's health questions, but we will get to the one question that everybody wants to know, which is what is the strangest thing you've ever found up there? Well, we have to ask that, right?
Hey, inquiring minds want to know.
It would not be my job as a radio host to not ask what the strangest thing is she's ever found inside of a vagina.
I can only imagine.
All right, we are going to be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Plans to leave, throw the keys to little C's, uh-huh. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next one so we can steam on the way to the telly, go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi, smoke L's while you do me.
The Kelly Mano Show. The princess of the 90s. Is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
You gotta shake it.
Take a tambourine, go and get yourself a whistle.
Okay.
Take a tambourine, go and get yourself a whistle.
Okay.
Take a tambourine, go and get yourself a whistle. Take a tambourine, go and
get yourself a whistle.
Take a tambourine, go and get yourself a whistle.
I go by the name of Swiss Beast the Monster.
Kelly Kelly Mano Radio Show, and we are happy to be sponsored by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois. I was coming home from Lou Fest this weekend, and the sun was shining, and I drove right by JM Motors, saw all their beautiful pre-owned cars. They have been in business for 45 years. I think that now more than ever, it is so important to support small business.
Absolutely.
You know? And so Jerry opened JM Motors 45 years ago. No one can match his service, his buyers. The amount of repeat customers he has speaks for itself. What I love about their lot is that they have so many cars, they can't even hardly fit them on one lot. It's like you're at a new car dealership, but it's all pre-owned cars. If you are in the market for a car, swing by JM Motors. If you have good credit, that's awesome, because they work with several local credit unions that'll get you financed. And if you have bad credit or no credit, they are buy here, pay here lot. Nice. So they can help you out as well. Their Facebook always has their most current inventory. So I am going to link them at kellymano.com later today. Just click on the JM Motors logo. It'll take you straight to their Facebook page. Or you can swing by 2310 Namioke Road in Granite City, Illinois, just 10 minutes from the Arch. Or you can give them a call. Just what's that number?
618-876-2886.
It's JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois.
It's all work. It's work having a vagina. That's work. Guys don't think that it's work, but it is. You think it just shows up like that to the event? It doesn't. Every night it's like getting it ready for its first quinceañera, believe me. It's a lot of work. It didn't used to be work. I know that from watching vintage porn. It was no work. Zero. I remember my mom bottomless when I was a kid. And it was just it looked like the black smoke monster from Lost was just following her. It's like, is mom being swarmed by bees? What is it? And then something happened. I don't know. Like 10, 15 years ago, all the dudes got together and had like a meeting. Like a fantasy football draft about our privates. They were like, we can't get in there. It's like Vietnam trying to... What do we do? And then they just came to us and they were just like, ladies, would you mind looking like babies again? And we were like, what do you mean? Just clean up the sides a little bit or... The whole enchilada.
Oh, the whole enchilada. Welcome, Dr. Cartwright, to the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
Yay, thanks for having me.
Did you like that Amy Schumer bit?
I loved it. It explains so much.
Vagina comedy is always funny.
Absolutely.
Now, she mentioned at the very end the whole enchilada, so let's just go ahead and start off with the Brazilian wax. Is that something you ever recommend to your patients?
I think it's important to tidy that up.
Okay. Okay, but Brazilians are okay. It doesn't hurt anything.
Nope, I think
because maintenance is important.
Absolutely,
but the Brazilian is ridiculous.
Yeah,
a little. Jess, have you ever had a Brazilian?
No.
Okay, I'm assuming Gary.
Any Brazilian on your vagina?
Not recently, no.
I would imagine it would be horrible. So, Dr. Angela Cartwright from Genesis OB. So Dr. Cartwright is my actual gynecologist.
She's seen it all.
How many of your patients have come to you and been like, hey, can you come be on my radio show?
I say just one.
Just me? Awesome. So I'm special?
Yeah, special.
Yeah, so Dr. Cartwright has been with me a long time. I don't know if you remember this. You have a lot of patients. So my first baby was Rocky. He was delivered by an idiot in Illinois who nearly killed him. And I said, I need a new gynecologist.
No kidding.
And I was with a friend of a friend having a baby, and she had a really scary situation. It was one of those where nothing was happening, and all of a sudden the baby's head was out, and everyone went running and screaming, and in walked this really calm, cute doctor, who was Dr. Cartwright. I didn't know her at the time, who calmed everyone down, delivered the baby, everything was fine, and I'm like, who is that lady?
Right.
I want her to be my doctor. And so I stalked you, and now you're my gyno. Aren't you so excited?
That's a good story.
So you are an OBGYN. Yes. So the OB side is the baby side.
Yes.
And the GYN side is the gynecology side.
The vagina side.
The vagina side.
Yes.
So what made you want to get into this in the first place?
I actually wanted to do more complex stuff like cancer, female cancer. And then when I did my first rotation in it, I would cry every patient. So I didn't think that was a good choice.
So you went back to...
Part of the residency was the OBGYN. So I went into that. Yeah. And that's my favorite.
It's fun, isn't it? I mean, there's hard times. You and I have been through... I've been through two miscarriages with you. Mm-hmm. So you've got some of the sad stuff in there. But for the most part, your job is... delivering babies and having fun. But then I'm sure there's a lot of just mundane office stuff as well.
Yes.
I mean, I get tired of photography. Is there a point where you get tired of vaginas?
About 10 o'clock every morning.
Oh. All right. So let's talk a little bit about women's health.
Yes.
Let's talk first about mammograms. Because I am 36 years old and I've never had a mammogram, but apparently that's okay, right?
Yes. Do you have any family history of anything?
No, none.
No concerns. You can do a baseline between 35 and 40.
Because for a long time it was 35. It was when you're 35, you get your mammograms. And I said, do I need a mammogram? And you said, no. So we can wait.
Yes.
All right. And so what is the Well Women checkups are once. What are you doing?
Are you touching yourself?
I am touching my boobs a lot. But what you also. I just look over and she's.
Why are we all touching our boobs now?
Well, I looked over and she was doing like some sign language to me. Yeah. Grabbing her boobs. And I was
like, no, you can grab them.
I wasn't quite sure what she was trying to say to me. Yeah. So I had a breast reduction whenever I was 22. And because of that, I'm a little lumpy and bumpy with some scar tissue in there. So I do a lot of feeling. Jess, do you
and I count on my man to feel around for me too, just to make sure.
I don't think they know what they're looking for.
No, they don't.
No,
I mean, well, if they find something a little different,
right? So, but it's the standard position. You lay on your back with one hand behind your head and you do the little circles, and if anything feels odd, we call you.
Very good.
Right Now, what is, when you come in for your Well Women checkups, which I do come in for, one of the things that we always get is a pap smear.
Yes.
So what is the pap smear actually looking for?
Abnormal cells in the cervix.
And is that always cancer?
Precancerous conditions. We try to find something earlier in order to treat it.
Mm-hmm.
Prevention is key.
So how important is it for women to get their Well Women checkups every year? Is that something they can skip? Because I know a lot of women who do.
I'd say every... year, 18 months, 2 years is fine. Everybody thinks it's just the pap smears and the new guidelines for pap smears I'd like to talk about.
Right.
A little bit later. But we do a lot more than just check the cervix. It's more of well-being.
The whole enchilada.
The whole enchilada.
Like Amy Schumer. Now, Jess, do you get your regular checkups?
I do.
You do?
I'm very good about that.
Now, I used to love coming to the gyno because I was pregnant for like 5 years straight.
Oh, yeah.
So I would go and I would sit in the waiting room with my big belly and I'd be so excited because you could hear the heartbeat and fun stuff. And I would almost feel sorry for all the women who were there for just regular stuff. Okay, so now I'm the other girl. So now I'm sitting in your waiting room with like all these cute young pregnant women and me in my like dinosaur vagina. And I had to come in. And so something that you gave me whenever I left last time was this printout of how we're supposed to be taking care of our vajayjays as we get older. And I was shocked by some of the things I saw in there. Things like we're only supposed to be wearing cotton underwear.
Yes. No underwear at bedtime.
No underwear at bedtime?
Let it breathe.
Let it breathe?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it breathe all day?
Yeah. Why is it not breathing?
So you're supposed to sleep commando, but with like pajama shorts on.
What if I sleep in my underwear?
What if something crawls up there?
What is... Nothing is...
Listen,
I do have a pick.
My bed looks like Grant's farm every morning, okay? There are children and animals everywhere, okay? I cannot go commando, so...
Maybe loop shorts.
Like, okay.
Boxers.
I'm going to try that. I've never slept without my underwear on. Have you?
I sleep in my underwear, so I don't know what to do now. Now I'm completely conflicted.
Do you sleep in socks, too?
No.
You don't?
No, that's so weird. Your feet are going to get so hot.
I have to have socks on.
Really?
And now you're going to make me get rid of my underwear.
Oh, yeah.
And I also heard, what is the problem with all of the different, the soaps, the colors, the dyes? Are we supposed to be washing our vaginas with just water?
Yes.
Just water.
Water? Just water. Do you wash your eyes? What do you wash your eyes out with? Your ear. What do you wash your ear out with? Nose. Down there. Just water. Just water.
Really?
All the pretty stuff you need to keep away from there. Otherwise,
what about just regular?
10 o'clock in my office and I'm talking about
what happens?
Stinky vagina.
Stinky vaginas?
So soap makes it stink?
If you really, I had a really nice lady. She was 75. She's like, I must suds. So we changed the thing a little. Anything sensitive skin.
See, I take the loofah and the smelly stuff and, you know, like scrub like I'm cleaning the kitchen sink.
Yeah, don't. Well, that's what I do too. Like, I thought like I should really be doing a thorough clean there.
Right. So we're just supposed to be using water. You just kind of splash it up there?
Yeah.
Because I don't have a removable, like, I don't have a removable shower nozzle. So this is going to get real interesting on how I'm supposed to clean it with just water.
I'm so confused now. I've been doing this all wrong. I have a vagina this whole time, and I've been treating it so poorly.
What else are we supposed to be doing as we take care of our lady parts as we get older?
Don't use wipes. I see all these commercials constantly on TV.
Right.
This wipe, that wipe. It's alcohol-based, causes lots of irritation.
I don't do that.
No.
Perfect.
I use regular toilet paper. Don't use wipes. What about tampons, pads?
As long as it's not scented, deodorized. We know what that smells like. So,
what is the point of deodorized tampons?
It's up there. Why does it matter?
I've never seen anyone with toxic shock syndrome.
You haven't, because that's what we all heard about in seventh grade.
Oh,
like when you start
and
your period.
That label.
They tell you, oh my gosh, you have to, you know, change your tampon every 4 hours or you're going to die of TSS. So how long have you been practicing medicine?
16 years.
And you've never seen anyone die of TSS?
I've never seen anyone with TSS.
And not only
heard of anyone.
I watched, you know, we're girls. We can admit how gross we are. We do not change it every 4 to 6 hours.
No.
I watched an episode of Jersey Shore where like one of those like skanky girls left it in for like 2 days. And
shut up.
Yeah, and didn't realize
that
it.
That's not sanitary.
I put one on top of the other and didn't know and went to remove and there were two.
Right after the babies.
And speaking of removing stuff, you know we're going to have to ask you a really uncomfortable question here in a few minutes, right?
Sure.
Okay, you know that it would not be my job as a radio host if I didn't ask this. But first, you wanted to talk a little bit about, you said there's some new pap smear guidelines that you wanted to talk about. And what are those?
So we hear a lot of stuff in the news, radio, TV. So we know the HPV virus causes a lot of abnormal cells. So,
and that's kind of a new thing. This HPV thing has just been the last couple of years, right?
So, and for insurances to cover, too, there is the Gardasil vaccine that we recommend for teenagers.
I had that.
Great. Oh, this pump.
way to go. I did something right.
No, booby bump.
It's like a series of three shots.
Yes.
My insurance covered it, so I'm like, why not?
See, I don't remember it, so maybe I didn't have. See, I thought it was for teenagers.
I didn't get mine when I was a teenager. It was, I was probably in my late 20s when I started it.
27?
25.
I got my last shot when I was already 26, but they said it just hasn't been tested.
So I haven't gotten it yet because I don't remember it.
And we don't have that option. So it's usually before the age of 25.
Oh, I'm too old for it.
Well, you're not showing your vagina off to a lot of people. So I think that's okay.
Oh, no, I'm a married girl. So awesome. And now what? No, I'm sorry. I interrupted you about the pap smear guidelines.
So HPV. We don't do 21 years of age now.
Okay.
Before that, we don't. Do a pap smear.
Okay.
As long as that's normal, we do it every 3 years, but we see them every year. It's like going to the dentist and not getting x-rays. That's just one small part of it.
Right.
When you hit 30, then we check for the HPV. If that's negative, current guidelines are 5 years in between, but we disagree with that ACOG, so we do it every 3 years.
Okay.
I always joke with people, I make $10 a pap smear. My billing department really doesn't want me to follow guidelines. But if you don't want me to, I can do a pap smear on you. But right now, I don't think it's necessary. But it still feels like a pap smear. I'm up in there. I'm looking. I'm touching.
And you're scraping with that shoehorn.
No, yeah.
The shoehorn. Now, tell everybody a little bit about your practice. How many doctors are there? Where you guys are located? And if you're taking new patients and things like that?
We are located on the DePaul campus, the new building, east. There's two of us, Carolyn Warner and myself. We've been in practice together for 16 years. And then we have two nurse practitioners in our office. We have ultrasound, bone density.
So you guys handle everything. Now, you delivered Libby Lou.
Yes.
Dr. Warner delivered Lucy because you and I had a baby at the same time.
Yes.
Because I came in like 8 weeks pregnant and like she was like, there was like fear in her face. I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, no, you're fine. I just have to tell you something. She's like, I am pregnant the exact same time as you and I'm not going to be able to deliver your baby. And this was after I came to her and I was like, my last doctor almost killed my baby and I need to find a new doctor.
She's like, how do I
break it to her? I go through like two miscarriages and then I'm finally pregnant again. And she's like, yeah, so I'm pregnant too.
And I think you found out before my family found out, my office
found out. Yes. But she was
sworn to secrecy.
She was still my OB and walked me through everything. And I have been a patient there since, I guess Lucy is eight, so for eight years now. I love the office. I do have one complaint, though. You guys need to change the comic strips on the ceiling.
I agree.
Okay, because when you lay, like my guy was awesome, when you lay back in the stirrups, they have comic strips on the ceiling, but they haven't changed them in a long time. And so I've been there really 8 years, so I can like just stand on the stirrups. Just stand on the stirrups and just get one of those shoehorns and just pluck it down. But, you know... I've read the same cartoons
for 8 years.
For 8 years. So you know, I think I'm due for my next Wonder Woman in the summertime.
Okay.
So maybe
you
by
have
summer.
Some time to swap it out.
Okay.
I mean, I know you're busy, like delivering babies and like, you know,
you
stopping people from getting.
It's too high on the priority list to change those comic
strips? I mean, it's been 8 years. We need to get some like Amy Schumer up there.
I think that would be good. I went to one office. They had Netflix on the top.
What?
Like, do you want to pick out a movie? I couldn't stop laughing the entire time at this dentist. I was like,
I don't have time to. If I have time to watch a movie, why am I getting my pap?
Then you are at a really bad doctor.
I know, that's the wrong office.
You are at a really bad
comic
doctor.
Strips. Short, sweet. To the
yes,
point.
Because the pap smear really takes like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like 20 seconds of like, ouch, ouch, ooh, ouch, ooh, and then
Well, I'm due for mine, so I'm going to be checking the ceiling as soon as I go in, because I have nothing.
Do you have, I know you do. Do you have different size shoehorns for different patients?
Yeah, we always do the small one, and it shouldn't be ouch, ouch, ouch.
Yeah, no, because.
I'm sad that it's ouch, ouch.
I think you had to go get like the kids one for me one time. So you're like, oh.
My gosh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
My nun one.
But then what about the women who are like, let's say, hooers? Do you have to go get like the big daddy?
We do call it Big Bertha. Yeah.
Big
Bertha.
No way.
So it's really.
I'm so proud right now that I don't have to use Big Bertha.
How does that work? Are you like, oh, I need.
Do you look
bigger
first and like size it up and go, okay, I need the little one or I need Big Bertha?
It's more of it's not.
Or can you tell when they walk in the door if they?
Oh, but I'm gonna need to bust out Big Bertha.
If they were like reek of Marlboro Lights and have last last night's hair.
It's more related to BMI. The higher BMI, the higher the size of the speculum.
Is that what it is? That how it goes?
Okay.
Because the labia get ginormous.
The labia get ginormous.
And you have to get past those to get to the
like
the
jungle.
Money part. Yeah.
Oh my! As we get older, that's gonna happen to our vaginas, right? Will they get bigger? Oh, it's just the weight thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a big surgery now is the labia reduction.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? I mean, because I watch Botched on the E! Network. And so when they start hanging down there, you know, I think somebody called them beef curtains.
Oh, my gosh.
I did not. Listen, that's somebody else's term. You can trim them down. Uh-huh. And, you know, women want their vaginas to look like they did when they were younger. Because, again, like Amy Schumer said, man, vaginas are work.
Mm-hmm.
Like
they are.
It's not like back in the days when, you know, your mom had like a swarm of bees down there.
That's pretty good.
But I'm actually glad to know that women can get a Brazilian wax. I figured that would be something you would be against. How are you? Now, Jess, before we get to the cavity question, do you have any other questions?
Not about my vagina, no.
Did we cover enough women's health things before we ask you the weird things you've found inside vaginas?
It's just important. The pap smear is not the only part that you get done.
Mm-hmm.
So just to go in and other things come up, like sex questions. I mean, that's always like my second question.
Right.
Is sexually active, are you happy?
Are you sexually active? Are you happy? I remember after I had one of the babies, you came in and you know, you've got a list of questions that you have to go over with everybody. And one of the questions that she's like, okay, are you thinking about hurting yourself or your baby? Are you thinking about hurting your husband? I'm like, but that's like normal day stuff. Like,
what? Yes, but why?
The husband thing. I'm like, is that like different than any other day? You know?
You asked that like it's going to be a problem.
And so, yeah, she always has all these questions that she has to ask me. And that's what I like about you is that you're very like outspoken and you have a fun personality because who wants a gyno that's like a wallflower?
Right.
Well, and this is a mysterious area. Everybody's so scared of it and let's just talk about it.
It's like the black smoke monster in Lost. All right. So before we let you go, we have to ask you, actually Jamie Schreiber asked this question on Facebook, but I know a lot of people wanted to know. Gary, cover your ears. Just go to your happy place.
I think he knows about vaginas.
No, but he doesn't know about this.
Okay.
So I imagine in your years of practice that you've come into some strange situations. And so the question that people want to know is what is the strangest thing you've ever found inside of a vagina?
I don't understand this because there's only so many things that you put up there.
You would be surprised.
Yes.
You would be very surprised.
I mean, I can name like five and that's it. Like Okay,
so I'm just going to stop. Let's all be quiet.
Okay.
Let's just take a moment. Dr. Cartwright, you have the floor.
How many do you want to?
Let's do the top three.
Okay.
And what do they say when they come in? I want the story of like what they're telling you before.
There's usually no story. It's just I'm here for a regular exam.
And they don't know something's up there.
They know. They just don't want to
say it out loud.
It's kind of like I didn't know I was pregnant. Oh, they all know.
Okay, give us story number one.
66-year-old female was upset that her last guy I know wasn't going to do exams anymore because she's no longer 65, so we don't have to. Mm-hmm. And actually, we still look. Yeah. And when I put the speculum, the duck bill, whatever you called it,
the shoehorn,
it went doink, doink, doink,
like it was hitting something.
And I'm so nervous to hear what it was.
Top of a moose bottle somehow got
in there. Top of a what?
Moose, like the cap.
Like, how long has this been up there and why?
That's not how you say it.
Those are those are kind of like they have edges. They're pointy.
Yeah.
So how do you say it?
I see. There's something in here. We took it out. I looked around. There's no injury.
You
at
took
all.
It out.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Well, why did she just take it out?
Do you take it in the back room to the other doctors and be like, "We got
check it out. Look what I found today.
We got a moose bottle up a vagina in room 3."
No, but the MAs were just like, "What was that?" Mm-hmm. Yep. That
why did inside. She take it out? I don't understand.
It was hard. I had there's something called
you have to get the forceps and you're like, oh, "Come out."
I had to stab it with something and poke holes in it and pull really hard. So we did talk about, you know, vibrators, her and I, and where she can go, and it's all intact.
How long was it in there? Do you know how long it was in there?
She did. Well, she was surprised by it and did not disclose it. I respect her. And
she's like, I was cleaning my bathroom naked, and I stepped off the toilet, and I fell on the moose bottle.
So she's like, where did that come from?
So let's
wait.
Wait. She's got better stories, and I know this. So let's go number two.
One was a very nice sister.
Wait. By sister, do you mean like large black woman?
No, like...
Like your sister, like that you're related to?
Wait.
Are we talking about a nun?
It was a nun. Yes.
Stop it.
So
wait, do they even come to see you regularly? Because yes. They don't... Oh,
more well, they so. Still have vaginas, even more though they're not so. Using them.
Okay, stop. So the nun walks in. Is she in her habit or just regular clothes? Okay.
So she went to her primary doctor, complained of something. They don't look down there. Went to a urologist. He did some stuff. They don't look down there. By the time she got to our office, 9 months later, portion of the toilet paper holder.
That you put the toilet paper on, though?
Yeah. So she put the wrong side up there. And So it kind of had to be.
I am never going to change a roll of toilet paper again in my life without thinking about. No,
you can leave it on the toilet paper roll.
It was the spring loaded thing and she obviously used it and only half of it came out. And
so 9 months.
9 months?
Wouldn't that hurt?
It enough to go to 2 other doctors, yes. So.
Did you tell the nun about vibrators?
I did not.
Did you just take
why?
It?
But they have needs. Everybody has needs. It's good too.
Oh my gosh!
It's not judging. We're not judging.
I mean, you're not judging because you're a doctor. Jess and I are judging.
how do you come to that? Like, oh, this will work.
Like, do you just walk around the house like looking for things?
Cylinder objects, great.
Okay. Do you have? I don't know if we can top a nun in a toilet paper holder.
Yeah. Sometimes people hear stuff, and this one lady would stick stuff in her vagina and make the voices stop. So she would stick dirt when she was in the psych unit. And this was another doctor told me this one. They called her called him stat because she was taking her bacon and eggs and sticking it up there.
Her food?
Yeah.
Stop. We can't keep doing this.
That was the best one.
I just
makes the voices stop. I guess
I
guess the voices like bacon
the voices
and eggs.
Want bacon and eggs. Exactly.
The vagina wanted bacon and eggs. She's feeding the wrong end of her body.
Yes.
She's very, very, very.
People are so strange.
I am so glad I'm not a doctor because I could not know these stories. And
how can I take that seriously?
No. Do you take it? Do you find yourself like losing it?
I have to keep a straight face most times. And then I walk out going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Well, Dr. Cartwright, first of all, I want to say thank you for coming today. I want you to plug your business one more time because you are taking new patients. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Tell everybody one more time where they can find your business.
We're up at DePaul Hospital, East Building, 12266, under Genesis OBGYN. We also have a website, Genesis OBGYN.
GenesisOBGYN.com. I will link that later today at KellyManno.com. thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you for being my doctor. And can I tell you something? I promise you will never find anything weird in my vagina.
Thank you.
Is that my promise to you?
I appreciate it.
As a good patient?
Yes.
All right, guys, we'll be back. I don't know how we're going to top this. We will be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
Back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dog, funky, yeah, the dot went solo on that ass, but it's still the same.
The Kelly Mano Show. The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
We're going to skate to one song only.
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. I can't believe I'm playing Kanye. I hate Kanye, but I really like that song. The Kelly Mano Show is proudly sponsored by Rachel Witt at Remax. We met her by chance at an open house over the summer. I spent all summer hanging out with her, going to homes, visiting homes. The Manos are moving next year. We're really excited. I loved Rachel right away. I loved her personality. And then I find out not only is she all sunshine and happy, but she's also a veteran in the business. She has 13 years under her belt. She has a team of 6 people who work under her. She is all about the service, not the sale. She answers all my stupid questions, and I have the attention span of a squirrel. so you know if Rachel can work with and handle Kelly Mano, she can handle you. If you are selling a home, she doesn't just do photos of your home. She does these amazing walkthrough videos. I can't wait for her to do ours. We're going to do it like MTV Crib style.
That is
she,
awesome.
She doesn't know it yet.
Oh, okay. Well,
I haven't told her yet. But if you are buying or selling a home, I know that home times are hard right now and a lot of people are upside down. Rachel can help walk you through that. Call the Rachel Witt team today at 636-720-3836. Jess, what is that number again?
636-720-3836.
Call Rachel Witt at Remax or visit her website at homesalesinstcharles.com. As always, with all the sponsors of the show, if you didn't catch that, just go to kellymano.com later today and that'll be all worked out. And speaking of Kelly Mano later today, don't forget about the giveaway we're doing. $100 to the NFL gift shop. Jess, do you remember what they have to do?
Yes, you have to drink out of a glass, beverage of your choice.
Yep.
You cannot use your hands, though. You have to use your feet.
Yes, and if your big fat ass cannot get your own feet to your face...
I told you I'm going home to try.
Are you
going to
do this?
Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't mean your fat ass. I'm talking to the people. Thanks. At home. You know,
I know you're, you know, you are jealous of my ass.
I am
so
jealous of your butt. You have the greatest butt because it's like the perfect hourglass figure. So I've seen you in a bikini. I've seen you in your bra and underwear.
You've seen a lot of me.
Yeah, you know, it was really funny because so I shot your sister's wedding
right
in the Dominican
right
in January. And it just so happened that Jess's room was right across from mine. And I did forgot like all my hair products. I forgot my hair dryer, my flat iron, like everything I needed. So every day when I had to get ready, I had to go over to Jess's room to do it. And it was so fun because we'd like stand there in our bra and underwear and do our hair. And that's something that you forget that you don't do anymore as grown ups. Because when I was in high school,
I still do it, but I don't have kids in my house.
Is it a kid thing? Do you still get ready with your girlfriends when you go places?
Oh, no. That's what No. Okay, no. I see what
like,
you're saying. Yeah.
Like, being able to hang out with you, in our bra and underwear, doing our hair, like, it made me realize, like, I haven't done this in probably 15 years.
Right, because
there was probably at least 10 years of my life where I never got ready alone. It was, we were going to go somewhere, and we all picked somebody's house to get ready at. Like, we're going to get ready at Stephanie's house or Tracy's house. Yeah. And we all sat and did. Isn't that crazy that you forget things that you miss?
That is weird, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't do that anymore. You don't, like, all meet at the same place to get ready to go out.
And so it was fun hanging out with you.
And you were checking out my ass.
Well, it's a very nice ass, and I want it. By the way, you know, I know we talked about this on the first show. I still have not bought the butt pads. I looked for them in Macy's the other day, and I couldn't find them.
Can't you just get it on Amazon?
No, because I want to try them on. And I couldn't find the butt pads, and, I was too embarrassed to ask the lady. So if anybody knows,
I'll go with you because they'll know they're not for me.
Didn't tell your rapper story about Chingy.
Interviewed Chingy on an R&B station, hip hop and R&B station, and he says, "Is that real?"
Did you think he was talking about your butt?
I thought he was talking about my boobs. He was like, he said, "Is that real?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "What?" And I'm looking at my boobs. I'm like, "Really? If I was going to get these done, I'd go way bigger than this.
I would do better than this."
Yeah. And he's like, "No, your ass." And I'm like, "Is it real?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Did you have implants?" And I'm like, "Oh, no, no, this is real." And I was like, "I'm Italian." And as soon as I tell people I'm Italian, they get it.
Oh, gosh. See, I wish I had a big butt. I'm in a dance class right now, and there is this one awesome move we do where we, like, bend over and grab our ankles, and we roll up, and you're supposed to stick your butt out. And, like, all the other girls look great, and I look like a dolphin.
By the way, I need to go to that dance class.
Are you going to come with me? Because it starts again in, like, 2 weeks.
Yes, I totally want to go. I need to get the information from you because I really want to go do this.
So it's Just Dancing West in St. Peter's. It's called the Deja Vu class. And you know what? Maybe I'll post a little bit of my video on kellymano.com today, because every time I post like a sneak peek of what's going on in my dance class, everybody wants information about it. So yeah, come.
I'm totally
into listen. That. Our next dance is going to be very hard though. It's like Dr. Dre's the next episode, and it's like crazy hip hop stuff. So
I'm in.
I'm so excited. Yes. Well, thank you for coming to hang out with me today. Was it everything you thought it would be?
And more.
Yeah. Do you want to say hi to anybody, like your husband or any like your
No, I say hi to him every day. It's just weird because, you know, I was in radio for so long and then I've been out of it for 3 years. I was like, this is going
to
be awesome.
You know what? And, you know, I meant to kind of go over. I usually go over in the beginning how we know each other and we never really did that. But you and I worked at Clear Channel together for a long, long time.
Now, iHeartMedia, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. iHeartMedia is what it's called now. And so, yeah, I told you guys I got my first hate letter the other day, or my first hate email.
Yes.
And
that's how you know you made it.
I know. I was actually really excited.
You're like, yes. Now what?
He said it was an email from a person with a fake name. But he said,
what was the fake name?
It was like Brad Richards. It was like really stupid. And I have no Brad Richards that either follow me on the show, have ever emailed me before, or follow me on Instagram, Facebook, nothing. I mean, obviously it was a fake name because his email was like, "Why are you calling it a radio show? You know you're not on the real radio, right?" And I'm like,
does he not understand?
I'm like, no, asshole. I had no idea. I explained this all in the very first show. But yes, it is a radio show. It's an internet radio show. I mean, I guess technically it's a podcast.
It's just not terrestrial.
But I was like a kid of the 90s. I'm not used to the word podcast. I don't like the word podcast.
Right.
I have a degree in radio television that I might as well wipe my butt with because.
Same here.
You have a degree too?
I have that same degree and I'm not using it.
Yeah. And so, you know, I thought, you know, if I wanted to get back in radio, I missed it like a lot of people do. But a lot of us miss the old radio and what it used to be. And I thought, you know, I have a lot of good relationships with the programming directors in town. If I wanted to go get in on the weekends and start a weekend shift somewhere, you know, I could, and maybe I could work my way up to get my own show one day. And that just seemed like, A, it would take forever, and B, I would be paid nothing. We all know how horrible radio pays.
Absolutely.
And then I thought about going through, like, Sirius or XM, and then I thought, you know what? I don't want to have a boss.
Right.
Like, I haven't had a boss.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, so Jimmy, my husband, had, like, a come-to-Jesus meeting with me. He's like, "You don't need this. You can do it on your own."
And you're like, yeah!
Yeah!
I can talk about vaginas if I want to.
I was scared to death to start this show. And before I knew it, like, Amazon.com had shipped, like, half of a radio station to my house. And here we are. Today is show 5, so yay! And our sales, you know, the commercials that I do during the show are how I make money doing this. And we are sold out for the rest of September.
That's awesome.
So if you're interested in being an advertiser on the show, the soonest you can get in is October. But email me, heykelly@kellymano.com. And my husband will email you back after I nag him for 3 days.
It's not too soon to start thinking about the holidays either. You know?
Right, like the Christmas.
Absolutely.
And all that fun stuff. So that's how I make money doing this. That's how I pay Gary. Gary, did you know I'm paying you?
really? What?
It's not much.
Yeah, but. No, it's not much. But I do have a real paying producer here. And I have my friends like Jess come in and hang out with me for the day. I've got some fun shows coming up here in about 2 weeks. I have the wives of the NHL coming in.
Ooh, that's going to be fun.
Yes, the wives.
I might just stop by.
You might just actually. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's funny because I'm not going to tell anybody when that show's going to be.
Oh, great.
Because I don't want them to be stalked. But it is David Backus's wife, Kelly, Steve Ott's wife, Erica, and Ryan Reeves' wife, Alana. They are going to come and they're going to be my co-hosts for the day. And they are going to talk about what it's like to be married to an NHL player.
That's awesome.
And that'll be right at the kickoff of hockey season. I know we're all hockey fans in here, so... Yeah, so that show's coming up, awesome. And some other big things that I can't talk about yet because the ink is not dry, there is no ink, but people like to say that. In other words, like it's not set in stone yet. But so thank you to everybody who listens to the Kelly Mano Show. Thank you, Jess, for coming and hanging out with me today.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Gary, for being my producer today.
Of course.
If you like the show, share the show.
I was just gonna say that. Jinx! Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I share it every week. So yes. That, and just random people are like, oh my gosh, she's so funny.
If you like the show, share the show. You don't have to share it on Monday. You can share it any day of the week.
I shared mine on Saturday, I think.
Yeah, tell your friends, because this is a small business. This is the epitome of somebody just going after their dream.
Absolutely.
And trying to make this
and
work.
And you gotta love that.
And I have a prediction to make. I'm gonna predict that by January, this show is more than one day a week.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, maybe like in a couple years, I'll be like 5 days a week.
Wow. Whoa, slow down.
But I am predicting right now, in September of 2015, that by January, that this show is going to be 2 days a week. Because I think that the sponsorship is going to be there.
Awesome.
I just need to figure out what I'm doing. So thank you guys for listening. If you like the show, share the show, kellymano.com, or send me an email at heykelly@kellymano.com. Thanks for listening, guys.
The Kelly Mano Show.